to understand just how much America and its ideas continue to influence the rest of the world, it's worth watching a movie called English Vinglish, a Bollywood hit from last year. It stars the Indian screen legend Sridevi. In the 1980s, Sridevi was the biggest thing on the Indian big screen, and here she returns as a middle-aged housewife named Shashi. Shashi's visiting her sister in the U.S. for a few weeks, and secretly starts taking English classes in Manhattan because she's tired of being humiliated by her English-speaking husband and kids.
A, E, I, O, and U.
Are you?
The language teacher, David, is gay, and one day before he gets to class, the students whisper among themselves that he'd broken up with his boyfriend. That amuses one of the students, a taxi driver from Pakistan, but Shashi chides him in English and in Hindi.
No making fun. Hum sab alag hai. Tumhare liye David sab normal nahi hai. Please, no.
Correct.
At which point a third student translates.
She say, David sir, different for you. You, different for David sir. But heart pain, same, same.
Heart pain, same, same. This idea of love between two people of the same sex has become so widespread, so widely accepted, that here it comes from the mouth of a traditional Indian woman in a sari. But the movie was set here for a reason. For many people, the U.S. is a place where change can happen, where it's always happening. So you can bet people around the world will be paying attention to this week's same-sex marriage debates in the Supreme Court. Michael Cole Schwartz of the Human Rights Campaign said actually the U.S. is at the middle of the pack when it comes to gay rights. Argentina and South Africa are just two countries where same-sex marriage is already legal. Still, activists from Turkey, Uganda, Eastern Europe, and elsewhere seek out his organization for advice.
The rest of the world is going to be watching to see what the Supreme Court does here, because the United States and our laws and our culture are followed closely by the rest of the world.
Which isn't to say that they're all watching in admiration. Jessica Stern is with the International Gay and Lesbian Human Rights Commission and points out that in several countries, being gay is punishable by death. In some cultures, it doesn't help at all to use America as an example.
LGBT rights become shorthand for gay marriage, which becomes shorthand for the United States, which can become shorthand for imperialism.
But social change happens in all sorts of ways, not just court cases. Think of all those books, movies, TV shows, or rock songs that pit outsiders against traditional institutions. This is American soft culture, and it's pretty hard to avoid.
Because of the U.S.'s own history of struggle with civil rights, whether it's around segregation and the Black Liberation Movement or women's rights movements, there is a long and progressive strand in U.S. history that really is inspiring to people around the world.
Stern said that for gays and lesbians who live in the world's most restrictive countries, the fact that this is merely being debated in the highest court in the land is a source of hope. I'm Arun Vanagopal, and this is Micropolis at WNYC.